Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Mahaval, Siyata Dishmaya, Sefer Gvuras Hashem, in the 24th Perek. The Shiur should be a special Schus, Rabbi Maryam Rashi Yechiel, Schus Chayachev, Fega Bas Michal Tisbasia, Shedev Rafu Shlem, Mizrach Shachol Yisrael, Vayomar Anochi Elokei Avraham, etc., Vayaster Moshe Espanav. So we're talking about the Gilui at the Sneh. Hashem says, I am the Elokei Avram. Moshe hid his face. Adas Rabbi Shua ben Karcha b'shmais Rabbo. Kevin Chachshav Nigla v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vaisa Asha Zos Miuchedes Lios Nigla v'Kavad Hashem. Yizbarach v'hayelo lahastir panim. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him now, and this is a special time for the revelation of Kavod Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu should not have hidden his face. That's the day of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Ki haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu magalo ma'ashev shaloros bezmanam yucha ve'ech kasha lezeh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have revealed to him what's possible to see at this special time. This is the beginning of Hashem's revelation to him, to Moshe. And the beginning of something is more prepared than afterwards. There's a special uniqueness to Aschala. We have the word Bereshis. It says in the Sefer HaKadoshim, includes the whole Torah in it. L'kach lo ha'er ro'ay l'moshe l'hastir panav kasher t'chila nigla elav. Kasher bike shachakach. L'eros ha'kavod lo ha'isa Hashem u'chenes lo ha'chakach. And then afterwards, when he wanted to see, that wasn't the proper time. Now is the proper time, and he missed out. It says in the Medrash, Lo yafas Moshe kishistir panav shelula hister panav gilo kadosh baruch hu Moshe malamala malamata. Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have hidden his face, because otherwise, if he had not hidden his face, Hashem would have revealed to him what's above, what's below, what was, what will be. And in the end, he wanted to see, and Hashem says, listen, when I wanted, you didn't want. And now that you won, I can't show you anymore. Sheratzisi lo ratzisa, v'achshav shetarotzei ani rotza, like we have in the Gemara in Brachas. So this was the haschala, this was the special time, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to see. V'heishiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki lo yirani adam b'chai. Hashem says to him later, you want to see me? Man can't see me and live. But Moshe Rabbeinu responded at the right time to Sneh, then he would have been able to see. Uvashai Rabbi Sover, Shiyafa Asa Shehistir Panav Mishum Kavod Hashchina. It's a different opinion. Medrash that he did the right thing, and because of that, zochah lachin lakach zochah laklaster panim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was zochah to a shiny face. V'tam nochon shorah l'Moshe b'shul atznius shel shister panim, and this is correct because it's fitting for Moshe because he had tznius that he hid his face, that he should be zochah to klaster panim, which is or eloki. So because the Medrash says because Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face, he was zochah to a shiny face, Karan or Panav. And Ramal says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tzanua. He writes earlier in Perek Chaf, Ki Masha Amar, when Yisro said to his daughters, Vayel, where is he? Ish kazeh shamatim alav kach. Moshe vit Tzanua b'durachav shreya se tovali v'bayim mechem elai. So this shows that he's a Tzanua person. why he says, Ayo, where is he? Meaning to say, he's not around. That means it's a new person. Otherwise, he would have come back with you. After he helped you out, he would have come back and he would have wanted to show himself, but he didn't. So wanting to hide yourself is a show of tznius. Same thing we find by Esther. Esther didn't tell her nation. That's a show of tznius, not talking about yourself, not showing your face. And because of that, because of his tznius, he was zochel l'klaster panim, to the or hapanim, to the shiny face. Karan or panim. And this is an or eloki. This is his godly light. Shehu kavod elokim al panim. Because he acted with tznius, with honor, with dignity, with kavod, so he was zochet to this kavod hapnimi. His kavod is light. Honor is light. Be'urim kavdu Hashem. Light relates to kavod. In the Ma'amari Pachat Yitzchak on Pesach, in Maimer Pei Aleph, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal said that we have a false understanding of tznius. People think tznius is because we're embarrassed; it's something low. But it's not true. Chazal tell us, Mibreishis ad Vayechulu is Kvod Elohim Haster Dover. And from Vayechulu and onwards is included in Kvod Elohim Chakor Dover. Because until Vayechulu is his Sabbath, his creation. And then Vayter is Hemshech Olam. So Hemshech Olam is a covenant to investigate. And at the beginning, it's the kavod to hide, kvod elokim hasder dover. But weiter, it's kvod elokim chakor dover, to investigate, meaning the time of the creation, tzol vayichulu is hasder. Because the sodas is that, that's tznius. Ein dorsh and maisa breshis elok tznuin. Whenever we're talking about tznius, whenever we're talking about the time of creation, which is, you know, what happens between a man and a woman, that's something to be hidden. It's not something bad. But Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, just like Briyas HaOlam is hidden, the Shorish, so too the creation between man and woman that they're creating, that also should be hidden. So when Moshe hides his face, that's tznius, and tznius is covered, like the Maharal says here. So when Moshe Rabbeinu hides his face, it's tznius and covered. It says in the pasuk called Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. So the covered is shayach to Pnima. Chazal learned from here about the tznius of a woman, getting your base. Kvod Elokim Haster Davar. Covered is hiding. Rashi Malachim Beis V'Sagarta Adelas Kavod Anesu Lavo Betznea. Talking about the Nes there, Tchias HaMesim. So the Kavod there is when it's hidden. Rambam in Hilchos Avodim Perek Aleph Halachecha Mocher Es Atzmach Chur Beis in Enkim Refresi Eleven Amekach Enin Grel Betzina. There are Kavod. A person who sells himself for a soul by the Beis and is not sold in public, he sold in private, derech kavod. Again, private is kavod. Or chadash, perek aleph, shin yidalad amit beis, habagadim shem maladim eim tznius for kavod. The clothing that we have is tznius and kavod. Mara writes in a sivat tznius, kara kasev achneses kalabayis amis vat tznia lechasim Hashem lokecha, ki at tznius hu akavod atzma. Atzma, kilu amar akavod shi yidbak vat tznius shu akavod. Then alachnitz chasim bakal vachobu vya malabis amis vizeo tznius for kavod. She also tznius for covered lachem, dain rochnasis calabayas and mace. She had tznius for covered on mace. Kasher ben yadam machnitsim achosim bakalam, lavim is nace, devise with tznius. She yadam machnitsim akala, akala besochem nisteris with derech covered. And a mace nister. In other words, why is it called that tznia lachas miyal kechem nasis kala? Because you can't see the kala. There's so many people around, you can't see her. So to you, there's so many people around the mace, you can't see it. So that's why Chnasos Kalavais and mace are called covered, because covered is when it's sneers. It's sneers and it's covered. And they go together, the two. And because Moshe Rabbeinu had this midah of sneers, of not looking, and covered, he had this covered apnimi, this internal covered, which is the light of God in his face, because covered is light. As it says in the Pasuk, Ha'aretz Ha'ira Mechloda, the earth shone with his light, Yechezkel 43:2. It says, Hanhag of Mida Keneged Mida. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechabed Hashem through his sneas, therefore he is zochet to the covered apnimi of Or Elokim al Panav. Panav relates to the pnimius, and therefore the light in a person's face on his panim is a covered apnimi. So I'll tell us that Lot looked like Avram Avinu. Klaster Panav Shel Lot is like Avram. And that means that in the Panemius, like it says in the Gorari and Bereshis, in the Panemius, Lot was connected to Avram. So even though Avram Avinu separated from him when Hashem revealed himself, but still, in the Panemius there, the Chitzonius was similar, and so too was the Panemius. And that covered is called Or of Aratir Mechvodo, Ukavra Hashem Alayich Yizrach. You see Zricha and Kavod, shining and covered. Covered mina or who yoser covered misharin imtzayikim tzias shahod v'hadar. It's splendor, it's glory. When there's light, that's the greatest covered. Kel baruch gadol de'er chinafal zarei chama. So we have the light. Tov yatzar kavod lishma. Oros nasa and sviva sudo. So you have this light together with the covered. Kol davishu or who are covered. The Maharal writes in chadush agadus tiksu. This light is covered. When covered Hashem is Baruch Nivra Ora, Shugam Kin covered. From Hashem's covered is created light, Bereshis Rabba Gimel Dali. V'havin Zemeot, and understand this very well. V'yomer Re'ei Re'isi, Hashem says, I saw, Darshu Chazal, B'kefal Lashem. That's this double lashon, rei reisi. Because Hashem is saying two things. Ha'achas, shabayim l'sina makablam torasi, reisi maisa egel. God is saying that Kabbalah satorah and the maisa egel, v'ratzu b'zeh, shakadosh baruch hu gila kodim zeh, shehuroa sheyechtu l'fanav. Hashem sees already they're going to sin. And therefore you shouldn't say that Hashem was only makablos because we're tzaddikim. And if we're not, Hashem isn't interested. And therefore, Adiel Moshe Strach of Afal Gav, she is Israel Chotim Lefanav, Yimim Karim Nele Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bosh Hashar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matzi Leitzim. Amr Rav Shmuel Ben Nachman, Adar Vazeh Shafar Asniel Ben Kenaz, Amr Rav Fanav, Rebbeinu Shalom, Iftach, Tis Moshe Ben Esr Mitzoncha, Ve'inan Osir Mitzoncha, Tako Olam, Vati Al Abruch Alukim, Ve'yishver Es Yisrael, Ve'yetzel Al Mulcham. In other words, what's the mishpat? V'tiel avruach elokim v'yishbor es Yisrael, meaning he made a mishpat with Hashem. And Asniel ben Kenaz judged in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, you said you're going to save us no matter what, so you have to save us now at the war. That's why it says, Rei Reisi, I saw Sinai and I saw the Maisa Egel. Meaning you choose us even if we sin, as long as we turn to you. Very famous that it doesn't mention anything about Avram Avinu's tzidkus before the Dibur came to him of Lech Lecha, to show that Hashem didn't choose Avram because of his tzidkus. The Bechir and Avram isn't totally in anything. Rak be'etzim Avram Bochar, he chose Avram be'etzim. Of course, in his barb, it's been called Besefer Netzach, Bechain Kasher Goal. God knows we're going to sin. And it shows us anyway. And Netzach Yisrael, he writes that the Haskalas Hadvekas of Hashem wasn't Mitzara Prat, it was a Dvekas Klali. So it wasn't a Bechira process of Avram, it was a Bechira in all of Klal Yisrael. And here there's an emphasis on the fact that Avram was Nifchar Be'etzim and not Mishum Maisav. So there's a Bechira of Avram mitzad Klal Yisrael, and there's a Bechira not mitzad the Maisim, even if he sins. Even if Klal Yisrael sins, we're still chosen. And that doesn't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. He doesn't check whether we're tzaddikim or not. Hashem wants us inherently. That's why the Medrash says, by the Jews it says, V'yisachem melokim behem yu li la'am. By the Goyim it says, Mi u'arev es li b'lagesh es el ha'inum Hashem li'os li la'am v'ni alahem l'elohim. So by the Goyim, they have to approach if they want godliness. But by us, it's automatic. I'm going to be their God. They're going to be my nation. Even if we're not Makabal, Hashem chose us first. Even before we were Makabal, Hashem chose us. But by the Goyim, it says, Mi arev lechem lageshes. Who's going to come forward and accept me? That's what he writes in the Drush and Shabbos HaGadol. The B'nai Noach have to bring themselves close. Jews don't. We're already close. V'osu v'nei asher esagula rishona. Kach Yisrael lola migalam. Kach ne'amarei risi. It's always going to be like that. And even if we're sinful, we can still be zochah to the gula. You see from here, even if we don't do tshuva, the famous machlokas here is saying, if we don't do tshuva, we're nigal. We're redeemed. Mizachar shlosha dvarim. Aecha rei risi asani ami besak kasam shemati ki etati es machovav. I saw the poverty of my nation, number one. I heard their shout, number two. I know their pain, number three. Sheofi sharia rishon, first Hashem sees. Shein zarak viya bilvad venu makabal anyim. First to sing without accepting it. And then shmiya besak kasam shemati is kabbalas hadavar. And that's more than just seeing. And Yediya, Sheodea Dover Kasher Hu. It's a connection between the knowing and the person, the knowledge and the person knowing it. But Yitzhak writes in Rosh Hashanah and the Kuntres Hamashimas, Oshei, Aleph Oshei, the Das is a person identifies with something outside of him. He can understand what someone's saying without identifying with it. The reason a katan isn't a bar shmira, he can't do proper shmira, is because he's not a bar das. In other words, he understands the meaning of shmira, but he doesn't identify with it. By Adam and Chav, it says, Adam yoda es chav ishto, it's an identification between a husband and a wife. That's yediya. There he brings the pasuk earlier on, Perkof Aleph. Veishma lakim is na'akosam, v'yisko lakim is brisos, avram yitzislav es Yaakov, v'yara lakim is b'nei Yisrael, v'yeda alokim. First it says v'yishma. And v'yitra it says v'yar. After zikaran it says v'yar. And there he explained that first is shmiya, which is Kabbalah. And Re'iyah is that it was revealed before him. And here first it says Re'iyah, and then Shmiyah. So why is that? Ke'etzel Tfilah Shmiyah Kodem. It's by Tfilah, which is what we're talking about over there earlier. First is Shmiyah. And here we're talking about seeing their Sevel. So the first thing Tfilah does is it removes the separation between us and Hashem. So Shmiyah is not a pull, it's a sur meirah, it's removing the mechitza. And Re'iyah is the asei tov, that's actually seeing it in front of you. So that's what then in Re'iyah Sivlosan. And Hashem actually sees it by tefillah. Shmiah has to come first, but here he's seeing their suffering, so seeing comes first, and then Shmiah. But sometimes you see something and it doesn't enter your heart, and afterwards it enters your heart. That's why Shmiah is second. So by tefillah, Shmiah has to come first, because that's what tefillah does. It removes that mechitza. And Hashem hears, and here it's talking about seeing their suffering. So immediately the seeing comes first. And then afterwards it enters Hashem's heart, kaviyachol. Now the Maharal launches into a beautiful explanation of the Shivas of Eretz Yisrael. So we'll leave that for next time. And Baruch Hashem, we learned important things in this year, and hopefully we'll be zochah to continue. Shalom, shalom.